Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to drop some acid with me? Well, I'm going to trip balls.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You're a woman!
Looks like baby vomit.
Yes, it does.
Uh-oh, Dongo!
They love fully and completely, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Take a moment out, Don and Mike. Should really good Monday. Send this out to CBS management.
Baby.
Backstabbing. No, we never found out what it is that you did at the wedding.
Oh, yeah, okay.
To all make right. yourself a nuisance.
Not a nuisance, just, something I should have known.
An oddity?
And incidentally, your commentary was very well received. Those times when there are times when everybody's listening. You know, there are times when no one's listening, when you and I would probably really like people to be listening. And then there are other times when you just as soon not have anybody hear anything, and everybody heard it. And I was 15 minutes late getting to the rehearsal on Friday night. Made a terrible driving error on my way to the church. Thinking everything was going to be okay, and then it wasn't okay, and sat in traffic for a half an hour. And I got there, and everybody was like, here comes the Jinx. Here comes the Jinx man.
Mr. Right Jinx.
There. Mr. Jinx was there. But I was really I was really proud to be part of the wedding and to be best man in my friend John's wedding. And I have one responsibility. I have one sole responsibility, and that is to hold the rings for the ceremony. And I was nervous about it because you just obviously you don't want to lose the rings.
Right.
And with rental tuxedo pants, you have the they have the adjustable straps on either side.
Right.
And of course, mine were fully let out on either side. And I didn't want to take the rings out of the box. And I should have known from personal experience. I've been part of two of those shows as the starring role.
Mm.
I should have known. That, you do take the rings out of the box. And so we had one quick rehearsal, and they said to me, and then, of course, we'll ask you for the rings. The reverend says, I'll ask you for the rings. You give me the rings, and we're all set. So we go through it, and he does the reading, and the couple's up there, and it's a lovely ceremony. Everything's going well. And then he looks over to me. And
this is during the real thing,
this
right?
is the real thing on Saturday.
Okay.
The real thing starts on Saturday, and the reverend looks over at me and said, and now the rings, or whatever the mumbo jumbo he says with that, now in the lives of God, and we ask the two
Beelzebub.
Plus tax.
Devil's advocate.
May we have the rings? May we have the rings, please? And I didn't want to lose the rings, so I had kept the rings in the box. And I reached into my pocket where there was this huge bulge.
Yay!
Being the rings, I'm talking about the rings. And I just reached out and I hand the reverend the box. Well, the reverend's got he's got his hand on their hands and he's got his little prayer book in one hand, and he looks at me and he says, gives me a weird look. And I'm like, here, take. And he says, no, not the box. I need the rings. I'm like, oh. And you hear this, of course, you know that quiet church where it's like, oh, ass. Hey, ho. And then to make matters worse, he says, no, please, let's keep it simple. Then a big laugh in the church as idiot McGillicuddy has to go back, and I fumble with the rings, because then I'm just saying, don't drop them. And I put them in the reverend's hands, and he looks at me and gives me just the slightest little
at this point,
idiot.
Is the crowd very quietly going, Jinxie. Jinxie. Jinxie.
It was just the titter of laughter that I heard. Just enough. You know, those things, everybody's staring. You just want to do things right. And it was my only real screw up. That, and I walked ahead of the maid of honor, because the maid of honor has to hand her bouquet to the next maid of honor or bridesmaid. And then I sort of pulled, and there was just a slight little stutter step trip.
Were you supposed to walk down?
I'm supposed to. I'm
with her.
We in this show. I got to I like you when you call
weddings a show.
Well, it is. Well, it is. It's a show. It's a show. It's got an audience. You got some starring players. And with this one, we got to walk up to the altar. The maid of honor and best man had to walk up to the altar where the two starring players, John and Melissa, were standing in the center. And I had to.
Yeah, I hope this show doesn't get canceled.
Yeah, well, we always hope that show doesn't get canceled.
I love the stars of this show.
And I got through that, but it was it's self conscious. And you think about, because we'd had a bit of a late night, all of the groomsmen, you're standing and you don't realize that when you're in rented shoes and you're standing in one place, my heart goes out to like the honor guard and the people that stand on parade routes and stuff like that. And one of the groomsmen said that if you lock your knees when you're doing that, you can cut off blood flow. And, you know, when you see the funniest home videos where the groom occasionally just or a maid of honor or somebody goes down and passes out. Right. Apparently that's what happens, especially in a warm church. And I didn't get lightheaded at all, but I was thinking about
Did you ever have your knees buckle at your friend's wedding?
It's just to stand at attention for, an hour. You just become aware that you are standing at attention for an hour, mm-hmm. and you don't want to do the stutter step, and don't want to shift position or anything like that.
Your buddy's out of town on his honeymoon.
Yes,
right?
See, on the way to Hawaii.
Then I think I can say this, not for him, but just in general.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody out there getting married, listen, do everybody a favor. No one wants to sit through a 1 hour ceremony.
Well, you know what? That's our former people that are big on that one. When you have to go through the whole Catholic Mass, and I've been to those services that take an eternity. But there are some other ones where they go a long time, and especially if you have like the vows that are written.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not even
like
talking
that.
About it. Yeah. I've been to weddings where they want to get up there, and he's like, from the groom,
right?
Uh-huh. From the first time I saw you in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, it's like it's like reading, having somebody read their Facebook, their biography to you. No, Rob Spiewak writes, Don, don't you remember? Mine was 12 minutes. He timed it.
Was yours 12 minutes?
Yeah, we started.
This one, I should say, this one was wham bam, we were out of there. Really wasn't that bad. It just seemed like I was standing up there, one reading. And then right to the thing, and then the old Lord's Prayer.
Hour is a long time, man.
Yeah, I've been at weddings where they've been an hour.
Half hour or less is good.
I don't wish that on people. I mean, I understand when you have a church service at a funeral. Mm-hmm. I understand that. But when you're getting married, generally, that should be a happy day. Should be a day. You shouldn't be burdened by having to sit and stand and then pull out a book that maybe you do or don't agree with and have to.
Amen.
You're kneeling down and you're standing and you
right.
It's like, just get it done. Uh-huh. Just do it.
The only other thing I had to do at this ceremony, of course, was later at the
reception.
Most
of them don't work out anyway. so you why just waste an hour? Wait just a half an hour.
Statistics would bear you out on that.
How about that? You make a deal with the next wedding you go to. If you guys are still married in 3 years, I'll come back and we'll have the second half of the ceremony.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Otherwise, let's keep it to 30 minutes.
Yeah, and the second half of the ceremony, everybody can sit down. And maybe light snacks.
Yes.
Light snacks, drinks, everything can be served.
Kick your shoes off.
Yeah. So the second half of this, I get to the reception, and I got a really good tip on what I was going to do the night before at the rehearsal dinner, and got to the church, and My friend John, as you know, John is a lifelong bachelor. I mean, he's never been married, and he's in his 40s, and it's been a long time. And he was the classic confirmed bachelor, and his biggest love,
you filthy rotten yellow son of a bitch.
his first love was always his boat. He would that's where I partied with John the first time.
Oh, I thought his first love was a positive blood test.
it's all related, And I'm on this boat many, many times, and the name of his boat is Fortelet. And it's written in, French, Fortelet. And it does mean something.
Oh, like the New Orleans Saints thing?
But it means something in French. But actually,
it means Fortelet.
Exactly. I mean, really, that's the joke on the boat. So I stood up there and said, John, Melissa, today you're together. Da, 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 it's wonderful. We're all happy for you. And I know, John, that, prior to meeting Melissa, true happiness for you was a day out on your boat. And I just want you to know, I want to thank the people, and I got the name of the company from such and such sign company. And you guys didn't know this, but earlier today, and they finished it. I got a call seriously right before the ceremony. They have finished repainting the back of your boat. Fort Delay has now been changed to Melissa. And everybody went, oh, like that. And the color went out of his face. The color completely went out of his face. And his brother gave me the idea for this the night before. And it was, you know, my only goal during the toast was to get him to take it hook, line, and sinker to believe it.
That's great. What I am not kidding.
And here's the greatest part. He, I know, would be beyond, I mean, not even beyond pissed if I did this. And he couldn't react that way. So the color goes out of his face, and everybody is cheering, going, oh, this is wonderful. And I let it linger. I let it linger and linger and linger. And he's going, oh, that's great. And he's looking at me like, you know, you son of a bitch. You did. And I said, nah, I'm just BSing you. No problem at all. And you know how I knew it was good? Because as soon as I said I was just BSing you, I looked at her, and she was disappointed.
She was upset.
Yeah, sure. So it was a good time was had by all. It was a very, very fun time. I had a great
time. I will give you credit. That is goddamn great. That's pretty good.
Well, his brother Colin was, you know, C-O-L-O-N. Colin was the guy that said, the night before, we're sitting there just casually, because I hadn't written anything for the toast or prepared anything for the toast, and he casually mentions to me, he says, you know, now that John's getting married, he's going to have to change that name he loves on that boat to Melissa. And I said, don't tell anybody that. And then I got the guy to give me a real painting company that does this that he knew of.
Oh.
And it was really, it was delightful. I really had a good time doing
it. That's too great because from John's standpoint, he has to stand there like the guy. Like
oh,
the
he bride, has to react like, positively.
Like the bride and groom on the wedding cake.
Yes,
and he's
exactly.
Got to do like, hey, that's great.
That's fantastic.
You painted her name on my freaking boat?
My boat.
You dick.
It's my only tie to my bachelorhood, you son of a bitch.
Dick.
Oh, it was great. It was good.
That is good.
It was fun. It was fun.
Be really funny.
Do it while
do it while he's on his honeymoon.
Yeah, 10 days in Hawaii. Go ahead and do it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey there, hi.
Good. I can confirm with Mike what you were talking about standing with your knees locked. When I was in basic training, when we were in parade or commander's call, they taught us that you can wiggle your knees just a little bit because our pants had just enough room where you can move your knees and not be noticed. So that's how we kept from like passing out after standing there for a couple hours.
Yeah, you actually have to bend your knees, right? You have to bend your knees so you don't pass out.
Bend or just kind of wiggle them just a little bit back and forth, just enough where it wasn't noticeable, but to keep the blood flow going.
Wow.
And that did work.
That's why you see guys go down on parade routes a lot, you know, because they actually lock their knees.
See guys go down on parade routes.
Well, it's blood flow.
Maybe at your parade.
As I've always told you, it's all about the blood flow.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you guys?
Hey, hold on 1 second. I watched something dynamite over the weekend on one of those new high-def channels on DirecTV.
Right.
The Science High Def? They're all like Discovery Channel networks.
Mm-hmm.
It was The Autonomy of Sex, and it was seriously, it was so great, we could not.
The Anatomy of Sex, or?
What did I say?
The Autonomy.
Autonomy.
The Autonomy.
The Anatomy of Sex?
Yes. It was so great, the way the guy was describing, and not using anything beyond items that you would find in anyone's kitchen.
Oh, okay.
He was using household stuff to show you what happens when a man is about to reach the moment, and it was titillating, and it was funny.
Really?
And it was really worth my while.
Oh. Was he was using kitchen tools?
He had a tube.
Like a jerky baster?
Like a Bunsen burner tube.
Okay.
And right. He was using that to demonstrate how the blood flow goes to the
area.
End of the Bunsen burner.
Right.
And then when that happened, well, he even had a little, I think it was a packet of some sort of condiment.
Really?
At the very end, he said, and it was like, I'm going, God damn, this is why high def was invented.
Was it educational? Did you find it educational?
You learned stuff?
I knew all that stuff. But boy, it was great. And I was thinking, there's no way, you know, it's like that Oprah clip. There's no way we could play that
right.
On our radio show, even though they're putting it on whatever channel it was as, quote unquote, educational.
Educational. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'd love to see that.
Yeah, what did I say? The autonomy?
Autonomy.
The anatomy.
That's what anatomy
the anatomy of sex.
And he used, scientific equipment to show it.
Yeah, and... Then he held up a banana.
Did he use the female parts at all? Did he demonstrate that?
You're going to love this. He had a pitted peach.
Perfect.
Think about it.
Yeah, baby.
Think about it.
And he was using both things?
Yes and yes and no.
Oh, hell. I mean, I hope you TiVo'd it.
When he was, well, you should put a TiVo yourself
on
it. It'll be on again.
Sure.
Watch the part where he holds up and he takes out a big, beautiful peach and just whoosh, like Iron Chef cuts it in half, holds it up and says, this looks very much like.
What about the vagina?
Right? And God, if it doesn't. Uh-huh. And he says, but here's what we have to do, very important. And he gets a little spoony. We got to pry out this big seed.
That's the difference.
So he takes out the big seed and he says, now this could be a.
Oh, right, wow. Now we're talking. And he goes through the whole process.
Huh? Yes, he does.
Oh, I like that.
About how she achieves and about how he achieves. How it all has to do with blood flow. And
I think the funniest thing is just picturing you sitting there watching this.
Yeah.
Just enjoying it. High entertainment.
Loving it.
Quality entertainment.
And you know what? You wouldn't complain about the baseball game being on TBS either if you had that DirecTV thing, because do you know that now that's one of the channels they have on DirecTV is high-def TBS.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And that means the baseball games are going to be in high-def.
All right. I got to do it.
You don't have high-def, right?
I don't have a guy to put it in.
For DirecTV.
I can't get the guy to come out.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, yeah, how you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Good, good. Hey, Don, I was wondering if you have received your Xbox back yet.
I got word, no, from Mike. Actually, it's being sent to my brother's house.
Right. Yeah. They're so retarded over there. I sent one back that had the three light ring of death or whatever.
Yeah,
it took them two months to get it back to me.
2 months.
Well, no, I've heard.
They sent it. It was supposed to go to Frederick, Maryland. They sent it to Oklahoma, and then they didn't believe that they didn't send it to Frederick, Maryland, so they had to do a whole investigation, and then finally 2 months later, they sent me another one, and then they felt so bad that they sent a couple games with it or whatever, but still, 2 months. So you'll be lucky dealing with those retards if it ever gets to where it's supposed to go.
I hope not. I got an email from Microsoft saying that they were going to send the thing out within 2 weeks. They were going to refurbish it and send it to my brother, so I hope
not. That's the same amount of time it takes to get a CAT scan scheduled. Damn it, man. Damn it. What's wrong?
How your mind works.
Wow, an Xbox. By the time you find out you've got an inoperable brain tumor, you get your game back.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.